You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage. I'm your host, Andy Bush. Two wonderful DC insiders and mavens that we had on the show this week. Fantastic knowledge and information that they have. Let me start with Greg Valliere. Greg, we went over a couple of bad weeks for the president, whether it was the secret, not-so-secret public announcement of his firing of his Defense Department head, Chuck Hagel, and likely Ashton is going to be replacing him, as a couple other people have turned the job down, and rightfully so. The president basically said that he got blindsided by what happened with ISIS and needed somebody who could communicate their policy better in the Middle East. Good luck with that, because it's kind of a mess right now. I'm not sure what the policy is for the United States at this point when it comes to ISIS, especially considering that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Hagel were both somewhat dismayed by the fact that the president said that there were no boots on the ground or would never put U.S. troops out there. Remember, this isn't your run-of-the-mill terrorist group. This is a group that owns a large swath of Iraq that has oil-producing revenue going to it. And the sooner you get rid of these guys or eradicate them, the safer that area of the world will become, and certainly the interest in Iraq. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but certainly the firing of your Defense Department chief is going to be a tricky situation to deal with. So the president had a bad week when it came to that, bad times there. But also the events in Ferguson, Missouri, and of course now Garner with the chokehold verdict, or not verdict, but finding in New York City. This is something that one would expect a African-American president to really be aggressive towards, trying to find a way to find policy to either deal with these issues or change them or take a major step forward on things that will impact the lives of minorities in the United States, specifically the African-American community or the black community, however you want to call it, but to move forward on things that would help them, like education reform. That's what I don't understand, and I wish the president would move forward on this. Again, just a Caucasian white guy giving you my views here. I can't imagine what their perspective is, what their lives are like dealing with living in the United States. But I will say this, they are a important part of the fabric of this community, of the United States overall, and one that needs to be examined and focused and assisted with. And that's something that I can't emphasize enough. They came back into the political community with President Obama becoming president. We want this group of individuals, this community, to stay involved in the United States, because they add so much to the country, and we want to help them overall. That's my view. So people may disagree with that. I get it. But I think when we help others, we help ourselves. So let's keep that in mind. So the president had a couple of bad weeks. Let's see if he moves forward on some things that would help deal with both situations. What I thought was interesting about Greg and talking about what's happened with Rob Portman dropping out in the presidential race and his favorite Jeb Bush, but Jeb Bush being, you know, too presidential to be able to get past the primaries, that's a little bit disappointing. Again, we both agree that the governors are the best way to go as far as the Republicans go, and I would say on the Democrat side it's the same thing. You know, people who have experience running a state, like Hillary Clinton did as the wife of a governor and the wife of a president, I think are qualified and have more qualifications than others. So let's keep that in mind when we're looking at these candidates. Three top things Greg was looking for in 2014 are infrastructure spending to go up, and that to get funded from corporate tax reform, specifically the repatriation of dividends back to the United States, whatever comes back, or dividends, profits back to the United States. I guess what gets ever generated from that can be used towards spending. He thinks immigration reform coming from the Republican Congress is a sleeper, especially potentially getting H-1B visas done, and border security might be a smaller bill, but at least they could get something done. And, of course, focus on Janet Yellen and her actions in 2015, or lack of actions in 2015, as it were. Now, segueing into Douglas Holtz-Eakin from American Action Forum, Doug and I focused on Janet Yellen a little bit and the Federal Reserve policy, and just the fact that the Fed is trying to normalize interest rate policy, and by normalization, you get away from this incredibly low volatility that we've had, which, you know, is not surprising. People forget what it was like prior to 2008 and prior to these unconventional methods being used to assist the U.S. economy. You know, what's interesting is, and Doug brought up, is that, you know, two important members of the Federal Reserve Board, Fisher and Dudley, both said that there's no calendar for action. And I strongly believe that he's right on that, in the sense that a lot of people are thinking, you know, the back half of 2015, they'll start raising interest rates. I'm not sure that's going to happen right now, especially with the slow growth in Europe and with the ECB engaging in quantitative easing, trying to force interest rates down. I just don't see that happening in the sense of the U.S. acting to raise rates while they're cutting in quantitative easing. So, so I'm kind of in Doug's camp. I don't think they're going to raise rates for quite some time. Maybe the back half of 2015, we'll see. It's going to be driven by the labor force. It's going to be driven by the unemployment rate going down and productivity and the drive of wages going higher, none of which is occurring right now. So let's keep that in mind. That will be a key factor for inflation and for what the Fed looks at. Beyond that, I just want to focus quickly on the three things Doug's looking for, because I thought those were interesting. You know, one is, you know, tax reform, getting the rate down, broadening the base, getting rid of a lot of the exemptions and tax cuts that are within the corporate tax code. That's the way to go. You know, making permanent R&D and enhanced depreciation will be good, but that's in the extenders package. We'll see if they do that in overall corporate tax reform. But the fact that Paul Ryan is going to move forward on corporate tax reform without individual tax reform is a positive step to get something done this year. As the president said during his press conference with the Business Roundtable this week, he said there's a deal to be done here, and I completely agree, and this would be a great place to start for the president, showing that he can lead, and I want him to do this. I want him to lead on this. It's not going to be perfect. A lot of tax insiders will grumble at whatever the package is. I don't care. Something's got to get done, and we can fix it. We can fix the tax code as best we can right now. We got to start someplace. Along with the other things that Doug's looking for, full expensing of investments, that's what he wants from tax reform as well, and I think that's great because that will encourage business investment, and that creates jobs, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we want. And, of course, to fix – the third thing Doug wants is to fix the international tax regime, you know, get rid of these things like patent boxes, or get rid of the draw of things like patent boxes where you can put your patents in a 15% tax bracket by going into Ireland. I think that's really important to understand that those three things, it's really important to understand the allure of those for companies to go overseas, because they instantly become more profitable at the lower tax rates, because the U.S. has the highest tax rate in the OECD. So we want to get tax reform, corporate tax reform done because of these things. So taking a step back, my view on all of this is that, you know, our representative government is a mess, right? It's messy, it's loud, and it's noisy, and it appears chaotic. In reality, it's not as much. There are good things that are going on within it. Tax reform and the movement forward on that is an example of it. So don't be dismayed. Don't get too discouraged about what you hear between now and the end of the year in the lame duck session. Don't worry about that. It's next year is the game, especially with corporate tax reform. That's all we should care about in the sense of, okay, let me finish before anybody jumps on my head here, in the sense of creating jobs and economic growth. That's the biggest thing out there. Heck yeah, there's a ton of other social issues that need to be addressed. We talked about Ferguson, but there's all sorts of other things that need to get addressed, and you can't pay for them unless you have economic growth. And that's why I stay so keenly focused on it. It's the driver of tax revenues for the government. If you want the government to spend money on your project or your social issue, I'm totally fine with that. But hey, let's get the government so that it is out of business, so that it's out of trying to create jobs because it does a horrible job of it. Let the private sector do that. Get the heck out of its way, and you do that by reducing the corporate tax rate. You do that by reducing all of these little things that are in the tax code that are actually spending measures. Get those things out of there. Let businesses do what they do best, which is grow and create profits and create jobs. All right, that's it for me, Andy Bush. Thanks for listening. We're trying to get Grover Norquist on next week, and maybe Bill Beach will come back. It'll be a lot of fun if we do. Have a great weekend, and I hope you're enjoying the holiday season. Thanks so much.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be back again next Friday at noon in the West, 3 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll have more insights and discussions then.